From book of Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20 is one of the most moving verses that I've ever read in the Bible. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And here it is. We are not saved. And we are not saved. If we would take the time, we could go over so many different evident signs. Hallelujah. From Bible days to 2017, that everything is falling into place. Everything's happening according to prophecy. All the things surrounding the soon return of Jesus Christ are at hand. They're in the right place on planet Earth. Hallelujah. All the players are in position. Jesus is coming back. You don't have to have much faith to see that if you'll open your Bible and read it. But Jesus is coming again. Thank God for the opportunities of salvation. Thank God for the desire of a Savior that more than anything else, He came because He loved the world so much. He came to Calvary's cross and hung there and died that we could have everlasting life. He lived the most spectacular life of any man that ever was on this planet Earth. And He died and He rose again. Hallelujah. 500 people, eyewitnesses. The people that was running scared that something was going to happen to them because of the crucifixion, hallelujah, ended up following after Him and pursuing, hallelujah. He came and began to reveal Himself to people for about 40 days. And then that great departure where about 500 eyewitnesses saw Him. They saw Him. They saw Him. Hallelujah. He that had lived and had died and was buried came forth again. Hallelujah. He built a church, an apostolic church. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church. And He gave the world a message. The great question was asked in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. What must we do? Hallelujah. They were pricked in their heart. I want to tell you, a real experience with God will move you and touch you to where you know something is happening. And they were pricked. They were moved in their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what must we do? Hallelujah. And He said in Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent. Repent. Hallelujah. I mentioned that this morning. That's in the original language, it's a military term. It is a reverse. It is an about face. I want to tell you, when God comes and offers you salvation, He is calling you to make yourself available to a total turnaround in your life. Hallelujah. Where all value systems change and everything revolves around the God of heaven, Jesus Christ that came and gave Himself. And so He started offering opportunities. He's been doing it, hallelujah, since He hung on the cross and died and rose again. Pentecost was born. Hallelujah. The world was given opportunity for salvation. So, back to our verse again, Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. We are not saved. I don't have anything harder and more terrible to think about than that. Just a month or so ago, I saw a young 39-year-old woman that knew what she ought to have been doing. And tragedy struck her. I was there the night they waited on the family. And the nurses came in when everybody was present and took two vials of morphine about this long and about that big around. And gave her the shot. And in about 2 minutes, she was in eternity. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. I'm glad that when it comes to Bible salvation, that's not been fulfilled completely yet. But it is soon to be. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We ask you, God, to anoint your word to our heart and our life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe you and we pray. Amen. And you can be seated. I want to preach to you tonight about salvation's present but passing opportunity. Salvation's present but passing. Not opportunity, but opportunities. Surely as people pass through life, ever so often there is a knocking on the door of their heart. I'm convinced to believe that every person that has been born on this planet at some time has heard the voice of the Creator that made all things. And so tonight I stand before a congregation of people here that if you would be true and honest with yourself, there have been those times that God has spoken. The call of God has called you particularly, individually, by yourself, and spoke to you and gave you a call of salvation. The Bible lets us know those seasons and those times from the beginning of the earth until the end of time. The Bible says that there would be times of planting and times of growing and harvest and reaping the harvest, that there were cycles that people would go through. And so all of these things spoke of the development of all of us and how that we need to understand that, hallelujah, it may be winter right now, but if the Lord tarries, springtime's going to come, and then spring is going to pass and summer's going to come, and then summer is going to pass and the winter will return again. And it tells us that's the way it is with the cycle of life. We are not all designed to live upon this planet Earth forever and ever and ever. We are going to live somewhere forever. But right now, there's seasons and there's times and there's limited opportunity. God does not desire that anybody be lost. Hallelujah. He's not a God that smiles gleefully and watches the most wicked go to hell. But the Bible says of the most wicked and the most self-righteous, hallelujah, that it is not his will that any perish. It's his will that all men come to repentance. Hallelujah. How hard is it to say I'm sorry when you know that there's been so many times in your life that you was less than what you should have been? Hallelujah. And there were times that you could have been called out of this world, and it would have been at the worst of times with no hope of salvation. Hallelujah. There are times that God saves us beside ourselves, and God comes in and when we're not even trying to save ourselves, and he protects us because it's not his will that anyone perish, but that all come to repentance. But the opportunities of salvation, they are tremendous and they are wonderful. Hallelujah. When the door opens up and God steps in and God begins to invite you to be a part of the greatest thing that he ever done in his existence, and that was to purchase a church with his own blood. Hallelujah. But he comes to us, and these times of opportunity comes in our life, and God speaks to all of us in a language that we can understand. Oh, yes, he does. The Bible says even without this Bible that I hold in my hand, with every twinkling star and every sunrise and every boisterous wind that might blow and the things of life, all these things testify to the existence of God
Almighty. They preach a message to us that we were not born by accident and that we will not die and cease to exist. But God has done something that is eternal in all of our lives. That we are a soul that will live and die as far as this physical world is concerned. But somewhere in eternity, we will be alive forever and ever and ever. And so in the midst of life, God gives us times of harvest and times of opportunity. Hallelujah. Times that salvation wants to come into our lives and change our world. Hallelujah. The devil does the best he can do to try to make us always look toward the future and think that there'll be another summer and there'll be another fall and there'll be another winter. And many times we miscalculate, hallelujah, what God is doing for us today. It could be that tonight is the most important time of somebody's life. It could be that this service tonight has been designed, and it is designed, to shake your world and to wake you up and let you realize that there's something living and breathing inside of you that is real, that is of God. Thank God we're more than an animal. We're more than a cow out in the field or a dog, hallelujah, on the side of the road somewhere. But God has put within us something that is alive and that is of God, that is going to live forever and ever somewhere. Hallelujah. I would not be here standing behind this pulpit as a preacher, desperately trying to preach, if it had not been for the many times in my life that God has spoke to me. Opportunity has passed by me. The hand of God it's touched me, and at times of the night, waking up in the middle of the night, that God would whisper in my ear, and all of a sudden, maybe after days of not being attentive, there was something about the way that he spoke to me in the night that I knew it was God and it was me. And I needed to hear what he had to say. Oh, there's so many opportunities of life. So many great opportunities of life. Hallelujah. It's not his will that any perish. And so every day offers another day and time passes by. But in the midst of all of this in our life, I'm convinced to believe that there are prime times to seek God. God orders circumstances in our life by his own power, that he puts everything in motion to where he catches us. And it's like the flash of a camera and we're caught there. And he sets us aside off the merry-go-round of life where there's so much noise and music. And life is going so quickly that we don't sometimes see God in the twinkling star or the sunrise. And so it's in the middle of the night that all of a sudden we're awakened for some unknown reason, it seems, until we feel his presence and we hear his voice and we feel the touch of his hand as he caresses our soul and lets us know how much he loves us. These times, these harvests, they come at various times with various situations. Hallelujah. Salvation's present, but passing opportunities. One passing opportunity that comes in every person's life is the opportunity of salvation in your youth, the harvest of youth. It's a beautiful thing when God speaks to the young's heart. There's many scriptures that tell us about the importance of people seeking God at the time of youth. In fact, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17, if you will seek me early, those that seek me early shall find me. Hallelujah, there's not a promise that when it's late in life, hallelujah, those that seek me late will find me. I don't find a scripture like that. I find that there's an edge in you changing and being saved if you're not very old. Hallelujah. More people at a young age find God than find God in an old age. Now, people find God in an old age. I had a woman 94 or 96 years old and another woman 89 years old in one service in a revival. revival in Bakersfield, California, that both of those women on the same night received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you that's a very, very rare thing. I want to tell you that I have not witnessed with my own eyes that thing repeating again. Hallelujah. It was something that was beyond the norm, because a lot of times, hallelujah, people become hard as years pass. But here in this scripture, the Bible says, those that seek me early shall find me. Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, that thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I'm already learning that. I'm 63 years old, but I'm old enough right now to understand that I don't enjoy some things that I used to enjoy. And there's some things of life that I just can't get out of them, what I have got out of them in the past. I'm glad at an early age of 8 years old, I heard the voice of God and made my way down an aisle and fell in an altar with hot, salty tears rolling down my cheeks. I asked God to forgive me. Hallelujah. I remember being baptized in the precious name of Jesus Christ, and it seemed like everything inside of me was washed and clean. And I remember the first night I talked in a heavenly language. It was beyond me when the Holy Ghost fell upon me. And for God knows how long I wept and I cried and I talked in tongues. And it was so good that I started going back for another dose of it and another dose of it. And hallelujah, I'm 63 years old and I've already got a dose of it today in prayer and seeking the face of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But there's an advantage when people realize, hey, a great harvest is taking place in my life. I'm young and I'm full of life, and my life has not been marred and scarred by terrible sin and perversion. Hallelujah, I still have an innocence about myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18 in verse 3, except ye be converted and become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. There's got to be at least a partial recoup of that, or a recovery of that, rather. Hallelujah. I may be older, but there's something about the way God touches me. I feel like a child, and I feel like I need God more than I need anything else in life. I want to tell you, if you're sitting here tonight and you have a desire for God, you better be thankful for it. You better praise God for it. Because you're going to have to make at least a partial trip back to be in as a little child before the presence of God, or you'll never receive the Holy Ghost in your life. Hallelujah. The harvest passes and the summer comes to an end, and there's some people that misses this harvest of youth. There's a harvest of God's special dealings with man. Hallelujah. A harvest of God's special dealing. Hallelujah. That comes and then it eventually passes. It's a harvest where God sends sickness. God sends pain. God sends terrible things. God sends death. Hallelujah. Maybe a mother or a dad, or maybe a child. God sends and allows these things to happen. It's just a matter of life. But at the same time, there's circumstances of life that come that they become tools in God's hands, that God can touch us. Hallelujah, in certain ways that he never could touch us before. Hallelujah, we have a way of repositioning, and we have a way of trying to get around the hard things of life. But I want to tell you, God has a way of making it tough enough that it wakes you up, it keeps you awake. Hallelujah, you can't sleep at night. Hallelujah. We had a hungry man here today, and he's still here tonight. Hallelujah. Hunger has gripped his soul. Hallelujah. God is working on all that's inside of him and the emotions. He's using these things as a tool to bring him through the reality of the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. A lot of times you never hear from people. God doesn't hear from people when the sun's shining and everything seems to be fine in life. But it's those times that it feels like your world's about to blow up and everything is going wrong and there's sorrows like you've never known in all your life. If you don't believe it, you ought to read the book of Job and what Job went through. But everything that happened in that story, hallelujah, there was a reason, there was a purpose behind it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a harvest of special God-sent reapers, hallelujah, that come through our life and that eventually passes. Hallelujah. One of the greatest blessings of life for the lost is to have a saint of God, a loved one, praying for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, that's one of the blessed things in your life that God's allowed to come. When all of a sudden circumstances or situations that God sets up, hallelujah, sets the stage for somebody that knows Jesus to pass by you and in a matter of just a little while become a part of your world. And you realize, I've never met anybody like this. I've never felt what I feel when I talk to you. Don't miscalculate, don't misjudge or devalue, hallelujah, a person that'll have a burden for you and say, I'm praying for you. I'm concerned about you. I love you. I want to see you find what I've got in my life. Hallelujah. And sometimes these special reapers come and they spend days with us and weeks with us and months with us. Sometimes it becomes years that God uses a certain individual to try to help somebody else that tends to stumble and tends to not understand and tends to fail to reach out to God. Hallelujah. It's the bridge many times is a saint of God, a person that's praying, a person that loves that individual that reaches out and pleads with them. Don't be lost. Don't allow Jesus to pass you by. Don't live like there's no God and there's no reckoning day and there's no judgment. Don't relegate yourself to nothing more than just some kind of evolutionary accident that happened. And here you are, and you'll live and you'll die, and it'll be as if you've never lived. Oh, no, 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 no. All of us is headed to eternity. All of us need to be prepared. All of us are in the middle of a harvest field. And, oh, we need to go to heaven. We need to get everybody we can to go to heaven with us. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, I plead for the backslider in this house today. Don't put off your salvation. Yes, yes. Don't put off your salvation until you wake up and you realize the harvest is past. The summer is ended. And I'm not saved. Just come to my mind the night I had that massive heart attack. I left my body before I knew what was happening. I didn't feel the last pain that took me out. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, I blinked my eyes and I was in another world. Oh, yes, I was. I will not back down from anybody concerning that. There was no heartbeat. My eyes was frozen open as my wife began to scream. And they began to shock me and shock me and shock me. Hallelujah. And I know the instant that God calls me to come back to life. Oh, I was alive over there. But my body wasn't alive. And it happened like that. Hallelujah. And I said, God, please not now. I got a wife and I've got four little boys. Lord, I've got our church. Please, please, God. Just like that, I was back in my body again. Hallelujah. God done something to this heart. Hallelujah. I told it to the church recently, but the doctor checked me over and he said, how old is your mother? And I told him how old she was. She is 89, I believe, at the time. She's 91 now, 89. He said, you're going to live longer than your mother lives. Hallelujah. I said, well, I'll probably get run over by a bus. Hallelujah. The summer has ended. The harvest is over. We're not saved. Oh, God. Oh, God's harvest of the Spirit dealing with us. Hallelujah. It passes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 6 and 3, my spirit shall not always strive with a man. Hallelujah. There's a positive side of that. That tells us that the Spirit of the Lord is striving with us. It's not going to last forever, but the God of heaven comes and His Spirit moves on us. His Spirit strives with us. Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm talking about the God of heaven that spoke the world into existence and hung the stars on nothing. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to see what I can do about this situation. Hallelujah. Revivals that we have are harvest times. We've had so many revivals in this church. We've had some of the greatest preachers in the world in this church that can preach and not stutter and stammer. Hallelujah. And they come and they give their best. They reach in and get the best that they've acquired from God in the last 10 or 15 or 20 years or whatever, and they spoon feed people here and try to say everything just right. And hallelujah, try to create the atmosphere that somebody would come out of a pew and run to the altar because of how urgent it is. But I want to tell you, the Bible lets us know He's not going to always strive with man because man hardens his heart. Hallelujah. With a man standing at the door, the good shepherd knocking, 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 knocking until the dew of heaven has fallen upon his locks, crying out. Until finally, it's too late. And the harvest is over. I'll close with this. The harvest of life itself will pass. I just kind of want to believe always that as long as somebody's breathing and living, there's got to be a hope. Hallelujah. I'll pray the hardest prayer I can pray. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, you can change God's mind if you get hungry enough to be a harvester and pray and cry out for help. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, there comes a time when the harvest is over and the summer is ended and life's little period, whatever it is. When I think of life and I think of eternity, I think of a dot and an endless line. I think of a little dot that's called the present. It's called this world. It's called life. It's your life. It's just nothing more than the end of a sentence and a period. And that's all your failures and your accomplishments and whatever might happen in your life. But it is such a brief time. The Bible says it's like a vapor that appeareth for a while and then it is gone. Oh, but that period becomes an unending line on the other side of life. Hallelujah. And for eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Without a harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want us to pray right now. I want to hear you pray tonight. You're praying for yourself. You're praying for your family. You're praying for your little children. You're praying for everybody around you. You're praying for our guests. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you found your way and you found salvation, you got something to pray about. Oh, surely you want somebody else to be harvested. In the name of the Lord, I'd like to see mamas and daddies, hallelujah, come to this altar together. Hallelujah. I'd like to see some of you get a hold of your little children and say, oh, we got to go to heaven together. We got to go to heaven together. Because this is time sensitive. It's not going to be forever. It's not going to be forever. We got an opportunity tonight that's worth more than all the riches of the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shatondorianda yadabohokaya. Iriolobohosanda. Give revelation tonight, God. Give revelation tonight, God. Give understanding tonight, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Riara Bahanda Yarabo Sanda Yarabakaya. Oh, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, you teenage boys. Hallelujah. The devil is after you. Hallelujah. The devil is after you to destroy you. He wants to wound you in a way that you'll feel that wound the rest of your life. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Come on, young men. I want to hear you pray tonight. Oh, help me, oh God. Change the verdict, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Kandaya labohundi handaya rabahaya. Come on, young ladies, pray tonight. Hallelujah, this old world wants to grab a hold of you. This old world wants to wound you and hurt you and scar you. Oh, don't disadvantage yourself from being saved. Don't put yourself in a place that is going to be hard to get out of. Hallelujah. Come on, pray. Cry out to God. Come on, mom and daddy. Come on, mom and daddy. Yalabaya. Oh, Riyadabaha Sandayala. Yes. God, in the name of the Lord, 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 oh God. God, I want you to bless this family, God. God, we can make it. Against any obstacle, we can make it. We will live for God. We'll live for God. We'll serve God. You're going to make us overcomers, oh God. God bless these precious girls. Oh, these precious girls. You don't seem like it ought to happen, God. Oh, God, but the Lord loves them. Jesus, you love them. You love them, God. Oh, God, you see this family, Lord. You see them, God. You know where daddy's at, God. You know, God. Oh, God, touch these children, God. God, help them, God. Help them, God. Help them, God. Stir them up, God. Give them strength over the enemy that tries to destroy them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shalabai, alabai. O condoriolo, bohosi, andai, alabagai. Yes, 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 God. I believe you, Lord. Oh, oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Riana Boho Santa Yanabaka Yanabaya. Oh, Jesus loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Oh, Riana Bahanda Yanabaka. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, God. We praise you, Lord. God, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Shanda yalama, kianda yalama. Oh, I pray, God. God, I pray, Lord. I pray, Lord. I pray, Lord. I pray, Lord. Oh, God, I pray tonight, God. I pray tonight, God. Oh, Jesus, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, help us, God. God, help us not to miss the last harvest, God. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ala Sunday, yala lo 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 bri ala baha Sunday, yala makata yala baha. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. Oh, we praise you, God. We love you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's all lift our hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, God. Oh, we praise you.